Rob Parr,
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. We are live. It's episode 521. My name is Will Kuntz. And with me, the pariah, if you will, herself. I fired her last week.
Oh, I know.
To come back into the life of me and the show and your life. She sweet talked me. It's Anna Hummel, everybody.
Thank you for accepting me back into the program. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I mean, it was.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, it was a little, it was tough for me. You know, when I found out, it was no one really considered how I would feel during this whole thing.
I see what you're saying, because I used to be somebody and now I'm not.
No, you're still somebody. It's just, you know, I found out later after I fired you that you were also dismissed from your other position. So it was just like a crazy occurrence.
That is a crazy coincidence, but yeah, well, it's good to be back. Thank you for having me back. Yeah. You're one of a kind. What can I say?
I'm here for you. It is the Homemade Broadcast. You can get in touch with the program, 813-693-2124, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com, HMB Radio on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter. I think Anna wasn't really a user of social media. And now I think after the past few weeks, you're definitely going to take a extended hiatus. True or not true?
True. Very true. Yeah. So no social media for 30 days. Just doing a good old fashioned digital detox. I think it's good to just try to stay focused on you. And that's, I know, right. I've brought this up many times to you in the past, and I will probably bring it up in the future. But it was a quote you told me that Tyler, the Creator, said, which it was so stupidly profound, but has stuck with me for probably, what, the last 3 years? I think it was in reference to, like, online bullying. And it was like, Tyler, the Creator, according to you, was like, how is this even a thing? Just turn off the computer.
Right.
And you're like, that's not, oh, right, I can do that. So the first few days after said incident where we're referring to, you know, you want to see what the people are saying, what's going on. And that made things worse. So I'm like, you know what? All of this can just go away if I turn off the computer. Yeah. So that's what I've been, I mean, obviously not the computer, but the social media aspect of the computer is just gone, and then you don't see anything, and then you just live your life, and it's good. It's good.
That is good. I'm getting notifications that YouTube is not streaming right now. We do stream live on Wednesdays on YouTube, so it should be. It does say it's live on my end here, and it says 8 people are watching. Wow. Oh, whopping 8 folks. So yes, we are live on YouTube, and obviously Sundays we got the podcast, and the stream will be back up. If you missed this live stream here, you can watch it on Sunday nights or Sunday mornings at midnight. So that's fun. And, you know, obviously, Anna, things have happened over the past few weeks. We're at war. Everybody's at each other's throats here. It's not a good time to be into politics at all, really. It's never really is. But did you see the kids that were arrested at a pro-Palestine protest at the University of South Florida?
I did see the sweet release of tear gas, which brought a tear to my eye, but for another reason. But that is all that I saw. To be honest with you, not that this was really done on purpose, but kind of with the social media, I've kind of not been paying too much attention to what's going on. But today was kind of my first day back. So I'm kind of learning what's going on in the world of pro-Palestinian rally. So fill me in. Oh, that looks fun.
That looks like a hoot.
Yeah, that's what I saw. That's what I saw. Yeah. Well,
the thing that captured my eye here in this headline was four USF students among the 10 arrested at a pro-Palestine protest on campus here. So that means, let me do the math here. You should never do math in public. But that means that 60% of the people arrested here were not students on campus.
Does it say on campus?
Yes.
Okay.
On campus here. This is one of the guys here that got arrested.
Is he a professor?
He's taken, man, this man goes to night classes after his Denny's shift. He is trying to better himself. He's taking adult education classes. This guy, I found out, is 39 years old, according to Twitter. He's 39. Not a good 39. He's not doing great for 39.
Are you sure he's 39?
That's what it says. It says 39-year-old. It says 39 years old. And he brought a gun onto campus. His name is Atta Othman. Othman? Possession of a firearm on school property. That's a felony. 39 years old. This head is not 39 years old. That is a large piece of landscape. I guess some kids are bald when they're young. But apparently, like, I'm 39. And I mean, I'm a hunk compared to this guy. I'm doing great.
Sure. Yes.
He's not the most attractive fella in the world here. But let's watch this. I do want to watch the, hopefully it comes through. I hope the audio comes through. Share this tab instead. Let's watch the news story from News Channel 8 here. Get some information from the news.
To stay the night on the University of South Florida campus have been forcibly removed. Good evening. I'm Jennifer Lee.
And I'm Keith Kate. Thank you for joining us tonight. Law enforcement in riot gear used tear gas to end the demonstration. At least 10 people were arrested after multiple warnings from law enforcement. News Channel 8's Lenny Zupal live on the USF campus tonight, which has returned to normal.
Calm and quiet now, a stark contrast to the chaos we saw earlier this afternoon. Police sounding the alarm when they saw demonstrators locking arms, passing out wooden shields and masks. They were told to disperse, the group reluctant to comply. A heated clash unfolding on the USF campus. Tear gas canisters popping as law enforcement moves in on pro-Palestinian demonstrators. The Tampa Bay Students for a Democratic Society organizing the protest.
I just think what? It's 7, I think it's uncalled for.
What they're asking for is the complete divestment from Israeli funds.
Today, officials say that more than...
What does that mean? Israeli funds. Is Israeli government funding the University of South Florida? What are you talking about?
It's funny because I did like learn what they were referring to precisely, but it was something along the lines of corporations that have like allegiance to Israel or that are doing business in Israel or that have like Jewish figureheads. I'm not quite sure, but
I mean, you know who's doing like business?
Having a McDonald's in the student center is sending funds to pro-Israeli, you know, allies or whatever, because like Israel provided the IDF with meals, like stuff like that. So even just like a loose association is investing funds in, you know, the IDF forces. I think that's what it has to do with.
Life has been too good for people for a long time. We haven't had a world war where a generation went off to fight in a war. So now they just do this LARPing thing where they're fighting some unknown figure with these weird demands. And, you know, we could get to the point where it's not so good anymore. And that could happen very quickly and very drastically. But right now, this is happening all over the country here. USF is not the only, University of South Florida here in Tampa is not the only one. There's Columbia, they're occupying the buildings and demanding much of the same things here. They all have these American Apparel kafayas on that they got from it's so funny because they're all communists too. and they're all buying these really expensive kafayas from...
Kafayas, I think.
Whatever.
Sorry.
Sorry. I mean, I'm sorry, but whatever. I just
upset you.
Look at these. Look at all of these white people in kafayas. Kafayas. Whatever. And masks, too. This is another thing. The masks are weird. The masks have made it totally okay and allowable to just cover your identity and cover your face. It's giving criminals, they don't even have to put on a ski mask anymore. They don't have to look suspicious. They could just wear this stupid medical mask and then hide your identity.
That is what it's for, but they can say it's because I don't want to get sick. Is like that?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm sure that's what, but you know, let's be honest, it's to hide your face.
Yeah, yeah, pretty clear. That one girl has it, like, or man has it all up to their eyes, and they're wearing sunglasses. So yeah, it's hard to tell. Truly cowardly behavior, you know? It's like, at least the guy in the front, you can see his face. He's really putting it out on the line, but the one right next to him, yeah, it's all black. I can't even identify the gender, not that that matters anymore, but you don't know who, and a shield. Like, it's all of the above.
The shields are, you know, if you're going to go into battle, I think that fashion isn't everything, but it is something. And they didn't do a great job with their shields. It's just,
are they
like,
doubling as like posters? Like you turn it around?
No. I think these are just like shields for, you know, the assault that they're about to do. Somebody's dad is pissed right now because they went into their shed and cut up all their the boards that was cut up like to square up against the window for when hurricane season comes.
Yeah.
Somebody's dad is so mad right now because their son or daughter, whoever, went in there and made perfectly squared shields that don't work. Let's finish this up real quick.
100 people arrived on campus with wooden shields, umbrellas, and tents. Police say the situation intensified after reports that the demonstration would escalate. This was the scene at 5 p.m., an officer giving verbal instructions calling the assembly unlawful. Ten people were arrested on campus. Many say the demonstrations will continue.
It's more than just Palestinians. Now it's more than human rights.
What?
Human rights right now. Not even Palestinians. So now, see, that they perverted it. So now they're the victims of this thing. They are the, because everything's the oppressed and oppressor narrative, right? So now they're being oppressed by the cops. So now it's a human rights issue. So now this is more justification for, you know, continuing on.
Were they just occupying with shields, or like what were they doing exactly?
Being annoying.
I want to understand, like, were they harassing students? Were they throwing things? Like, you know?
No, I don't know. I mean, like, I know that there's some, you know, at Columbia, for example, they weren't allowing Jewish students on campus at all. They were just blocking them,
heckling them, and intimidating them, and yelling racial slurs at them.
Yeah,
you can't be doing that. So
let's finish. Let me just, it's got just a few seconds here.
And so organizers are meeting tonight to discuss next steps and rallying behind the 10 people who were arrested. They say they will continue their demands to see universities here in Florida and across the country divest from companies they believe are pro-Israel. Reporting live from USF, Lenny Sue Paul, 8 on your side.
Thank you, Lenny. And the State University System of Florida is urging universities to make sure that graduation ceremonies are not canceled or disrupted by activists. We received a statement today that says commencement ceremonies are a time to recognize our graduates for the honors they have earned. They are not a platform for disruptive political activism of any stripe.
So I know a lot of, I think UCLA was one of them that canceled their graduation. There was some other ones too that are canceling classes, and it's just a mess. What a mess.
Yeah, it is alarming, but if we may switch gears to something else I found very alarming regarding you, actually.
Oh, okay.
Your spending habits are out of control, okay? Wildly out of control. I was shook. I don't think, did you see my face at the last bar that we were at on Sunday? Did you see my, I almost fell out of my chair. I had a visceral reaction to your drink order. I don't know if you remember this, but yeah. I was shooketh. I wanted to say no, 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 but also it's your life and I have to just respect the way that you want to live it. But why don't you tell the listeners what your last round of drinks were on Sunday afternoon? Why don't you tell them what you did?
Yes. Okay. Well, I did. Anna texted me and she said, what are you doing? And I said, nothing. I'm hanging out. My girl was out of town. So just, I've had the house to myself for 2 weeks. She's back now. You know, we decided since obviously we haven't hung out in a long time, but this was a good excuse, you know, go for a walk, you know, go check out downtown, catch up, you know, you got a lot of stuff going on right now. I got a lot of stuff going on right now. Let's hang. So we did, we hung.
It was lovely, by the way, lovely.
It was a lovely day. We went and walked down to the pier, which the pier, by the way, has a very good bourbon selection of all things. Now, I don't usually get bourbon there because it's hot. And usually if, when it's hot like that, I want a nice margarita, some tequila action. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. I got a margarita. I offered to buy you one. You declined. So I said, okay. So I got my margarita. Then we went and had a few beers at the Ale and the Witch. That was nice. And then we were walking back to your car. And I said, hey, there's a nice little bar at the Vinoy here. The Vinoy is a very fancy, illustrious place in St. Petersburg. Beautiful. And they had a nice outside bar there. So we sit down. I say, Anna, would you like a drink? You again turned me down. You did get a little thing of nuts that they brought over, which I think I mostly ate, but you did have a few.
They were delicious in a unique way.
And I decided that I wanted a little bit more tequila. And I saw that they had some Don Julio 1942 in the back. And I like that stuff. It's good. And much like you, like there's times, and you've documented them, where you just go crazy with snacks. And you just eat like granola bars and bunch of yogurts, ice cream, like not even good ice cream, but the crappy like M&M cookie ice cream sandwich that you get from the.
So delicious.
Sucks. That sucks. I wouldn't even eat that. And I'm fat. Okay. That's garbage. And so much like you, you know, I go crazy sometimes too. I had a big week. I spent a lot of money. I bought something that was the most expensive thing I ever bought in my life. And I can't really elaborate on what that is right now, but I had to spend a lot of money this week. So since my reasoning here and rationale is, well, I've already spent a bunch of money, I might as well continue. Gonna get to continue to spend the money. So I got a shot of 1942 and I think the bill for a beer.
Well, I know what it was.
Well, would you like to tell
us? Yes, I would. You said, how much is a shot of 42? And our lovely waiter / cabbage patch doll, Alexander, he was beautiful in a like a cherub, like a feminine type of way, just rosy cheeks and pretty man, too pretty, right. But pretty. He goes, it's I believe it's 50 even. And I was like, oh, well, like I looked at you like, well, let's select something else. And you said, I'll take it. And yeah. I said,
yeah,
that's what I said, because I was like, and then just to add insult to injury, you're like, I'll take a McGoldrum as well. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I was shocked. I didn't know how to react. I don't know exactly what you make, but most of the time when we're together, we're fetching about money in some capacity, not making enough money, spending too time, making too much time, making too little money, whatever it is. And I was shocked. I saw the bill. It was $62 something. And then you had to tip the 13, obviously, because you're not a POS. And the total came out to $75 for a round of drinks for you.
That's right.
Just for you. And that's not to say that's the, all the money you spent that day, because that was the third establishment that we went to that afternoon. So, yeah, I was shocked. Maybe I told a few people about it. I like couldn't get over it. Like I was just like, why did you spend $50? And then, if I may, Alexander, I saw him measuring it out and he didn't even like, you know, do you a little, give you like 32 mils. You know what I mean? He was being very stingy, if you know what I mean, with the 42 being a, you know, one of those. So I was like, what the hell? So yeah, it kind of bothered me on a lot of different fronts, just how you, and it took you how long to consume? You wanted to give me a sip. I was like, I don't want to sip $15. Like, no, I'm good. I'm still not over it. So many things have happened to me in the past 2 weeks. That's probably the most devastating thing I've experienced, to be honest with you, is watching you just throw away money, just throwing it away.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's throwing it away. I enjoyed it very much. And 1942 isn't that fancy either. I mean, it's a high-end tequila, but it's not like, it's like, I'm trying to think what of an equivalent would be. Like,
you could have wasted more money. That's not the point. The point is $50 for 30 mils.
Yeah.
Why?
And I did see ABC had 1942 on sale for 120 something bucks this week. So I could have got a whole bottle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. It was a lot for me to digest. I ate my nuts and just shut the hell up. But
that's why, I mean, like, if you're going to go out, I'm not saying you should just like get the most expensive thing, but you're going to spend money. So I haven't went out.
You could have spent less. You could have had just the beer.
Yeah, but I wanted a little kick. I wanted a nice little buzz since you were driving.
Yeah.
A little buzz.
Yeah. I just, you know, maybe we could have got a shot. You could have got a shot of something else. I don't know, man. I don't know. I didn't understand what you were doing.
It was just on my rampage. I was on my binge.
You did mention that.
Yeah, it was just and that was really, you know, outside of the major purchase, that was the most money that I spent. It was just another 50 on top of that.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know what? I'm not gonna tell you how to spend your money. But then don't ever complain to me that you don't have money when you spend $50 on 30 mils.
But it was a whim. It was just a freak occurrence. It's not gonna happen again for a long time.
Like, how many hours of work was that 30 mils?
A lot. It was hours of work. It was like a quarter day.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
No. But
I enjoyed it. I had a quarter day worth of enjoyment.
Did you in that 12 to 15 minutes? Yeah, I
was feeling good.
Okay, good. All right. Okay.
Went to the pool afterwards and
do you ever catch dinner with your friends or
Nah, they bailed on me, which didn't hurt my feelings any because I just went to the pool. I made another marg at home and then sat by the pool and then I fell asleep on the couch. At like 8
p.m. Sounds like living the dream.
I mean, it's some people's dream.
Yeah.
For sure. But no, it was good. It was fun.
Sorry, go ahead.
You got to live a little, bro.
Yes, I believe in that. But I also just feel like, could you have gotten a shot of something else that was $30 cheaper? And even then it would have been too expensive. I don't know.
Of course. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you go out, this is why I don't go out. That was another rationale, because I don't go to bars anymore. I usually just stay home if I'm going to drink and just drink my good stuff that I have at home. That's better than, you know, what most people have on their bar. You don't get the social aspect of that, of course.
No.
But you know, I can pee whenever I want.
That's nice. You and I were kind of on the same level as far as like bladder capacity. Because every time I was like, I had to pee, you had to pee too, or like an embarrassing short amount of time would pass and you'd have to pee again. And I'd be like, awesome, because I have to pee again too. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm turning it into my dad. I remember going to like Busch Gardens with him and he'd be drinking beer. That's why. So you'd have to pee every 10 minutes. And when you're a kid, you don't get it. You're like, what is going on with your bladder, bro?
Yeah.
Like, you got to pee again? What? How is that even possible? But yeah. Now as an old man, I'm like, oh, I get it. You just got to, you know, your prostate doesn't hold up forever. And eventually it goes. And then you got to make.
Eventually, you're 39. What do you?
That's when it starts to fall apart. I'm running into a buzzsaw here.
Okay.
With my age, falling apart.
Yeah.
First thing that goes is your pee tolerance. Next thing you know, grabber. You're grabbing your chest and falling in a Publix. And hopefully you hurt yourself so you can sue.
Don't forget your knees. You got bad knees now. And I'll ask you like...
No, I don't.
You always have issues with your knees.
No.
Or your legs or your joints. You're always bitching about something.
Back, yeah. Back goes.
Yeah, that's you'll true. Be like, my knee's bugging me. I've seen you... What are you talking? I've seen you with knee sleeves on before. I'm like, what'd you do? You're like, I don't know. I woke up.
Yeah. Well, that's when I was doing some running and stuff. I'm not running anymore. So it's all right.
Injury free.
Now it's just my back hurts. But I've gotten so fat that my back hurts more. You know what else happens? I don't really want to admit this to you, but you know, things don't hang as well because my legs got fatter. So it like pulls my testicles like inwards, and then it makes my not that it was ever great, frankly, but sometimes I get into the shower. I'm like, oh my God, what is, I have to like smack it around a little bit. What are you doing? But it's just because my legs are fat and it just swallows up. It's like a black hole falling into a black hole.
That hasn't motivated you to like try to lose weight?
Are you kidding? Yes. Of course it's motivated. It's just not working.
What do you mean? But your efforts aren't working?
It's not working.
How are you the only person I know that's able to like defy physics and chemistry? You're like, I eat, you know, 1,200 calories a day and I'm 40 pounds heavier. I'm like, I don't know.
Well, I'm not particularly active anymore, which definitely is a big, big issue because it was keeping me together a little bit. And now that, you know, I'm just not out there running anymore, it's just, I have to get, you know, I had to buy bigger shirts and I went and bought bigger shirts last weekend.
Yeah.
So those that fit now, which is good.
Yeah. But, I tried to get you doing, you know, doing some exercise a little, and we were, but, you know, unfortunately it seemed like you were thirsty along the way, you know?
Oh, was that your con to try to get me to exercise?
No, not at all. Actually, I just wanted to go for a walk. I would have been happy sitting. I just needed to get out of the house. But I thought maybe he was like, I thought I was going to see you in more like a sweatband, tank top, you know, battle shorts vibe, and you looked more like you were going, you know, to see sit on the cabana sort of vibe. You know?
Yeah, that's definitely what I was going for. But, you know, it doesn't hurt that you get a little bit of, you know, exercise in between, right?
Yeah. Yeah, certainly. We definitely walked enough, and it was hard because it was very hot outside. So didn't want to overdo it in the heat and get like heat stroke or anything like that.
I know it's not even, it is the 1st of May though today.
Well, so it was real hot when we were out. Like I was schwitzing pretty bad.
Officially summer, it has begun.
Has it?
No, but for here, yes.
It was summer in March, dude. Like it was hot in March.
It kept getting like, you know, like nice little breaks would come in.
Yeah.
You get a weekend and all of a sudden it's like 65 cool. degrees.
You're yeah.
Like, what's up with this? This has got to be the last weekend for this. And then they go, nope. God or the universe or whatever said, nope, we're going to give you one more weekend. No, we're going to give you, how about two?
Yeah, we had a few like come. Little baby cold fronts, but yeah. I think you are right. I think it's over. I think it's over. Now just rainstorms and hurricanes. That's all we get.
I'm ready for it, man. I'm ready. When's hurricane season start? June 1st, right? Next June month. First.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have a few stories pulled up here, and I'm trying to think which one we should do. We did the USF. We did this one.
Horrific spending habits.
Speaking of spending habits, you know, I could just steal, right? I'm not doing that. I'm paying for my vices. This lady here said, I'm not doing that. And by the way, in the state of Florida, you don't want to mess around. Ronnie D is not messing around here. This lady got, well, let's just watch the story here. It's real short. You could probably read the headline, though, if you're watching right now.
Yes.
And did you hear about that? I didn't hear about this till the other day.
No, I did not.
So this happened in Tampa, by the way. A woman, she stole $20,000 in designer glasses. Let's watch.
Atmore has been in and out of prison for a string of theft convictions.
Huh.
A offender. She is now facing stiffer penalties and decades in prison. Prosecutors offered her a 3-year deal. She rejected it. Instead, a jury convicted her, and she was sentenced to 30 years in prison.
That's because the state of Florida has taken a very tough stance on retail theft.
But before she was sent away, she had two more theft cases to settle, including this one.
The defendant entered the
By the way, did you see the mask? The medical mask on her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sales at the Brandon Town Center Mall. Tried on a ring that it had a value of $8,749.99. Placed the ring on her left finger and proceeded towards the exit.
And while they tacked on more years behind bars, Atmore couldn't resist smiling for the camera. Her next stop, prison. She won't be free again until she's 60 years old. Atmore.
I mean, I gotta say, you have to, I think a lot of people are just like, I am, at least to some of these politicians in these redder states are saying, we have to get control of this because people are just have found out that you can do this and nobody really does anything to you. So you have to like make examples out of certain people, but that's a long time.
30 years is a bit stiff for that, I think. There's been like murderers who've gotten less time.
Yes.
Rapists that have got less time. So it seems to be pretty silly. Again, give her some prison time. I'm not saying none, but 30 years seems stiff. You know, maybe a cool 5 to 7 years. That seems about appropriate, but 30 is a lot.
Long time. 30 yeah. years.
That's her whole life.
Sunglasses. You threw away your whole life. But what a dummy. She could have got 3. And then she said no. Who gave her the advice to say no there?
Probably no one. Probably no one. Probably they're like, take the deal. And she was like, no. And so, yeah, you know.
Man. How do you feel about that, though? Because obviously there's places in the country where you can just walk in and, you know, take whatever you want. And that's not good either.
No.
I mean, some people say
no, but there's a spectrum, I think, of, you know, it's like, well, these people are not getting any jail time. So we need to go and give people 30 years behind bars for a couple of stolen glasses. It's like, OK, maybe that's not quite the answer either. But much like we've seen, Will, it seems like logic and reasoning is just, it's out the window. You're either way this way or way the other way, and everything in the middle is just kind of overlooked. So I feel like that kind of plays right into what we've been seeing with politics and everything else, where you have this like silent majority of people going, what the hell is going on? And then you see the people that are non-binary, gender twisted, fluid guys with the purple hair that have vagina and balls. And then on the other side, you have like, I don't know, the more hardcore conservative Ben Shapiro types, and maybe even further than that, maybe a little, maybe a little Alex Jones for you. And everybody else is going, what is going on? What's going on here? So I feel like this is kind of that in play in the judicial system, where you have people going into CVS's, robbing them blind and selling the deodorant a block away, making money, getting no jail time. And then you see something like this, where a criminal stole a bunch of retail materials, and she's getting 30 years. And there's rapists that get half that amount of time. So, you know, it's clown world, much like the account said.
Do you think that this gets, do you think they reverse it on her? And if, like, just get the new, like, get the headline. You know, it's like when they correct a news story, they put something like blatantly false out there, and then they run a correction 3 days later, and the original story gets like 10,000 or 100,000 tweets, retweets, and then the correction gets, you know, like 500. You think it's one of those things where they'll repeal, and then she'll get like, you know, 3 years or whatever they wanted to give her to begin with?
Maybe. I don't know. It seems like that was pretty legit. It seems like Ron DeSantis is trying to send a message that doesn't seem out of character for him. Yeah. Not that it was necessarily his decision, but you understand, like, judges he may have selected or whatever. Who knows? So,
right. Tampa's a hellhole. St. Pete's a hellhole. I'll tell you one place that's not a hellhole. Pinellas Park, baby, my new hometown. The number one destination for decent human beings all around. Oh, crap. A delirious woman stabbed a man with a knife, a deli knife, at a Wawa. Oops.
Say she stabbed a man and threatened an employee at Wawa. Police say Crane entered the Wawa on Gandhi Boulevard, grabbed a large blade from the deli Friday night. Say she stabbed a man in the hand and then went into the office threatening to stab an employee, and then smashed multiple items in the office.
I love that Wawa.
That's the best Wawa in town.
Yeah, yeah, right up the interstate.
Yeah, it's got a, have you ever eaten, are you a big Wawa fan? Sandwiches?
I think I've had burritos there and burrito bowls, but they have an excellent coffee selection, excellent snack selection. I've always had great service there. They have like 20 pumps, so that's nice. It's a great Wawa.
So I will say, in Pinellas Park's defense, it's not Pinellas Park's fault. This isn't, you know, Pinellas Park resident Christina Crane. This is Seminole resident Christina, which is just, you know, let's be honest about Seminole. They've been trying to be Largo for a long time. Okay. Can we just admit that and acknowledge that? I want to see a picture of this lady. What do you think Crystal Crane looks like?
Can I plead the fifth on this one?
Well, I guess
I'm going to say white trash. I'm going to say white trash. She's 37, but she looks like she's, you know, 52 kind of thing. Smoker, bad tattoos, leathered skin. Fried blonde hair, tattoos.
Yep, you nailed it. Wow.
Minus the blonde hair, she was blonde in her past life.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. She had piercing eyes. Piercing. Okay, would you or not?
Nah? Yeah, she's not bad.
You do it?
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? I'm passing.
Hmm.
Maybe
crazy eyes. Like, she'll stab you, but she's probably a good lay.
Maybe some like hand action behind the Wawa, you know, real dirty penthouse.
Yeah,
without
a knife, though. Yeah.
Oh, hopefully she doesn't pull out the knife. Yeah. Well, she's gonna have to get through my fat legs, so she's gonna have to struggle to get in there.
Right.
Get
right. It. Find the, as you described. Not. I'm not saying it's a needle in a haystack, but you're saying it's less prominent than it used to be. Your words, not mine.
I've noticed that. Yeah, significantly.
Really?
So you get the fat pad. You get the fat pad, the fupa, and then you get the fat legs combo. That's where I'm running into issues.
Yeah, I can see how the mechanics of all of that. It's like an optical illusion, but also it's not.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still there. I mean, it can show up when it needs, when it's time. It's just like, you know, it's just, it goes, you know, like it's going into the black hole. Gravity is just, you know, not its friend.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
It's not great.
I hope you turn it around, like, and your life.
Thank you. And finally, the bases cleared yesterday. I know you're not a sports fan, so I didn't want to play this, but I want your thoughts very quickly here on this punch, because you are in karate. And look at what happens here. This is the Rays Brewers game. I believe this was yesterday. And I was really disappointed in this fight.
Oh, are you retired? Ribe and Siri exchanging some words, and here we go. Oh boy, that's not what you want to see.
That was bad, right?
And here we go. Siri exchange.
I just wanted to see this punch here. This guy, oh, 35, pretty good. What's your thought on his comeback here?
Oh boy, that's not what you want to see.
Who's comeback? The Rays guy's comeback?
Yeah. The overhand fist.
Let me see one more time.
It's not a great, okay.
Oh boy.
That one, not bad. That was a nice little, you came over the top of the umpire there and nailed, gave him a shot. Got him pretty good.
They and Siri exchanging some words, and here we go. Oh boy, that's not what you want to see.
Just throwing the haymaker though. Not, I mean, just trying to get in anything.
Yeah. Does this happen a lot in baseball? I feel like it's been happening a lot.
Doesn't really happen that often. You would think it would happen more.
But yeah, I know there's like 1,000 games every season, so maybe it doesn't happen that much.
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, now that the Tampa Bay Lightning are out of it, maybe they could head over to the Trop and teach these boys how to throw a punch, because it wasn't a good look. It was that frantic, like, I just got punched in the face, time to fight or flight, going with fight, but not like composed, not a...
What did you expect him to do? If someone punches you in the face, they're probably going to punch back.
I don't like his hair either. I don't like that at all. Look at that.
Was that the guy who threw the punch?
That's the guy that got hit and then tried to throw the overhand punch. Look, I mean, listen, I'm not being critical. I don't know what I would have done in that situation. I probably would have fell to the ground and cried. But I don't know. I just want to see my teams, like, if they can't win on the field, I want to see them, you know, at least throw a good punch.
I see what you're saying.
I was just disappointed with Jose Siri's performance here.
I'm sorry. Did they win the game at least?
No, I think they got their butts kicked.
Oh,
Rays are not doing well. Rays are not really doing well this year so far. It's unfortunate.
Sorry.
That's it. That's the show. Thank you very much for Anna Hummel. My name's Will Kuntz. You can catch Anna on the beach, as they call it right now. She's currently out of a radio job, but I'm sure one will come along very soon. You catch me on the bone on occasion on Saturday mornings and sporadically at other times. Maybe some news about that coming soon. A little too early to tell right now. For Anna Hummel again, my name is Will Kuntz. Have a great weekend. Keep it locked here on Radio St. Pete. You got Frank Rivera's Jazz Show up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, thanks. Tell a friend about it. Follow me on social, home_made_man. Have a good one. Later.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.